This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you know it. I know it. And the whole world knows it. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is Thursday, February the 13th of 2025, day 44th. Of the year, and only 321 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big USA, Canada.
Yeah, there you go. A lot of stuff going on as we are hanging and banging and doing our stuff. How's the last 24 hours or so been for you? It's always a good time when we get to hang out and do our thingo. I'm just saying in general, because what happens here is when you and I get to hang out, guess what? It changes the whole impact that you have on my day. And hopefully, you know, we're able to do some shenanigans around here. We're able to make sure that we're able to mutually communicate in regards to the things that are going on and making each other happy. Maybe that's the way that I should look at this in general as we are talking. So with that being said, if you're new here, thank you for showing up. If you've been here before, let's kind of go through the whole gamut here where we can have the explainer. Our show consists of safety in the news. That's really what it is. What we talk about is stuff that's news related, topical, and try to stay on point. We bring in some safety information because that's important as well. With that being said, of course, with the safety stuff going in, going out, it changes. And people go, well, why isn't the whole show about safety? Well, it can't be the whole thing about safety because you'll be bored half to death. Let's just be realistic. Let's not lie to each other. So we'll have to kind of go through some of the sequences of events of some of the stuff that's happening. And then we kind of give you a nice little blend. That way, when you start talking about some of this stuff, you're able to have these worlds of discussion. Okay? That's it. That's really what the show consists of. Now, if you want to interact with the show, it's simple to do so. Callinradio.com. Callinradio.com. We'll get everything moving for you. Okay? Simplest process whatsoever. You go there, you put in some deets, You have an option to do a video message, an audio message, or a text message all right there. I'm terrible at looking at anything when it comes to the virtual world. So if you put anything over there, we're probably not going to be doing a lot of stuff together. Just kind of how it happens. Okay, so with that being said, let's do this. Let's go through what the hell was trending in the overnight, because people are going to care about this.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the ends of the ends, notable and noteworthy, another development in the pending release of the JFK files. Also, Christy Carlson Romano recovers, and Luca Dunick makes a donation. We'll talk about that as we get into show business. Also, George Clooney is a bit nervous for Broadway, and a couple of new podcasts are happening. We'll talk about that as we get into casting calls. And also, Prince Harry potentially returns some shade to the royals. So let's talk about this. I have some professional newscasters that are waiting to talk to you right now from Feature Story News. And so we kind of do a little combination of here. And let me explain. Feature Story News comes up here at the top of the hour. Well, not at the top of the hour. Here in the next few moments, I'll play that for you. And then we have Alan Edwards come in later on. Yeah, Alan Edwards, no relation to me or to Bob Edwards, just in case. So that's what we do. Those are the pros that come in. And then you just kind of are dealing with the writers from around here, number one. And number two, you know, the crap that I come up with as we're going through the stuff. So with that being said, why don't we do this? Why don't we go ahead and tell you about what the hell's going on with the world of the news? And I think that if we get you into that circumstance, life could be better. So let's do that right now. Yeah, where's the news stories, man? Let's do that.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Countries including the UK, France and Germany say Europe must have a role in negotiations to end the war in Ukraine. It follows President Trump's promise to begin peace discussions with Vladimir Putin immediately. The UK says there should be no talks about Ukraine without Ukraine's involvement. At a NATO summit in Brussels, US Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth says his country has been a major supporter of Kiev.
No country, as the President Trump has pointed out, has made a larger commitment to the Ukrainian mission than the United States of America, north of $300 billion. So the United States has invested in stabilizing those front lines after the aggression of Russia. There is no betrayal there. There is a recognition that the whole world and the United States is invested and interested in peace.
Hamas officials are in Cairo as Egyptian and Qatari mediators attempt to salvage the Gaza ceasefire. Israel and Hamas both accuse each other of violating the agreement, with Israel saying hostages have to be released by Saturday or it will relaunch full military operations in Gaza. Pyongyang is demolishing a venue in North Korea that hosted reunions of families separated for decades by the Korean War and the division of the country. A spokesperson for Seoul's Unification Ministry called the demolition an inhumane act that tramples on the wishes of separated families. Laura Westbrook reports.
More than 133,600 South Koreans have registered themselves as separated families since 1988. That means they have relatives in the North. As of this year, around 36,000 are alive. Some were lucky enough to be chosen to take part in occasional cross-border reunions, which were mostly hosted at the Mount Kumgang Resort. North Korea has been escalating its rhetoric, designating South Korea as a hostile state. Now it seems the separated families are paying the price of the increased tensions between the two sides. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
A three-member IMF delegation is in Pakistan to review the $7 billion loan program. Islamabad secured the larger loan program last year to avert economic crisis. Since 1958, the South Asian countries borrowed from the global lender more than 20 times, making it the fund's fifth largest debtor. Hiram Mustafa reports from Islamabad.
In its ongoing assessment of governance and corruption, the IMF delegation met with the Auditor General of Pakistan to review public sector audit procedures. The International Monetary Fund is pressing Pakistani authorities to implement a range of policy reforms. These include increasing tax revenue, phasing out subsidies, introducing taxes on agriculture, raising levies on energy, privatizing inefficient state-owned enterprises, and improving administrative efficiency.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. With more today on President Trump's announcement that he is brokering peace talks between the Russians and the Ukrainians in a bid to end the Kremlin's war. He spent 90 minutes on the phone on Wednesday with Russian President Vladimir Putin, laid down no preconditions for talks, and his defense secretary in Brussels indicated that there will be no possibility of Ukraine joining NATO and that Kyiv may have to cede territory to Russia in the negotiations.
I do not think it was a smart way to begin this negotiation, because before talking to Putin about what might be possible, I think the president needed to have an understanding of where Ukraine had flexibility and where it did not.
Steve Pfeiffer is a former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine.
Any kind of a settlement that is being worked out is going to be judged on two main factors. How much territory does Ukraine have to succeed, if any? And second, what kind of security commitments does Ukraine receive in return? I think it was unfortunate for the Secretary of Defense in Brussels to say it's unrealistic for Ukraine to get back to the 1991 borders. That may be true, but why say that publicly? That seems to be giving away some bargaining leverage that could have been useful in terms of trying to put Russia to become more accommodating and moving off some of its more outlandish demands.
But the Trump team is in a hurry, saying they want to solve the Ukraine crisis so they can stop getting distracted by events in Europe and concentrate instead on Chinese expansionism in the Asia-Pacific region.
And to recap the top stories, countries including the UK, France and Germany say Europe must have a role in negotiations on Ukraine. Hamas officials are in Cairo as Egyptian and Qatari mediators attempt to salvage the Gaza ceasefire. Pyongyang's demolishing a venue in North Korea that hosted reunions of families separated for decades by the Korean War, and a three-member IMF delegation's in Pakistan to review its $7 billion loan program amid economic crisis. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Georgia, and South Carolina. For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery. Coastal Claim Consultants.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Hey, are you tired of hanging around and talking about safety in a boring kind of format? Well, I got something for you. If you haven't hung out with us yet at safetyfm.com, I'm going to encourage you to do so. Yeah, if you come out to Safety FM, you can come hang out with all kinds of safety professionals. Some are safety professionals. Some are just people that are talking about safety. But we want to do it in a format that makes it fun and entertaining. If you're kind of trying to figure out what the FM portion is, well, we're a radio station and also a podcast network. You can come out, hang out, listen to my show, The Jay Allen Show. You can listen to Todd Conklin with the pre-accident investigation, Blaine J. Hoffman with the safety pro, the hop nerd, Sam Goodman, just to name a few on what could be found on the station. Different things for different people trying to bring safety in an entertaining form. SafetyFM.com. Go to the website, download the app, and carry it with you all day long. SafetyFM.com. We'll be waiting for you.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick.
A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it.
Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Oh, yes, the Rated R Safety Show. We heard earlier on Safety FM and Radio Big currently. Okay, so a lot of stuff going on. Little time to have the discussion. You know, just in case, I want to bring this up. If you don't know this, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. And if you're in a relationship where that's important and this has to be brought up, make sure you do the right thing for tomorrow. I mean, we talked yesterday about Waffle House, you know, being ready for Valentine's Day, taking reservations and all that kind of fun stuff. So just letting you know. Some interesantes right there. By the way, the question mark tattoo still continues to be the question about my finger. I don't know why people keep on asking me about that. But yeah, I do have that. And if you do wonder a little bit, yes, I put it there because I want questions to constantly be asked. I want people to look at my ring finger and have questions. And I look at it also because I have all kinds of questions. And yeah, there's been some people that have already reached out to me telling me that they've gotten the tattoo as well, which I thought was pretty interesting. Some pictures coincided with some of that stuff. And no, even though I would love to do this, at the next conference we're doing, no, I am not having a tattoo artist there to put the tattoos on people, just in case, even though we should. We'll give that as an option if they want to do that. Okay, all joking aside, or am I joking? I'm not sure. Maybe it's something we should talk about for the next conference. Who knows? Okay, so let's do this. Let's talk real quick about some things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because that is what we do around here, no doubt about that. Elon Musk is betting on driverless cars. In a post on X, he says an autonomous ride hauling trial will begin this summer in Austin, Texas. Riders will be able to summon a Tesla car without a driver by using an app to pick them up and take them to their destination, similar to how Uber or Lyft operate today. Musk added that he believes the autonomous cars will be about 1,000% safer than human cars. If all goes well with the trial, it will extend to many cities in America by the end of this year. This is according to Elon Musk on X. I almost called it Twitter. You know, bad habits die hard. Also in Elon's world, a group of investors led by Musk have put a bid in for the artificial intelligence company OpenAI, whose technology powers a popular chatbot ChatGPT. The Wall Street Journal reports that the group has placed an unsolicited $97.4 billion bid. Musk was an early investor in the projects, but pulled out over strategic and creative differences. Since then, he had an open public beef with OpenAI's founder, Sam Altman, and they're battling it out and competing on competing visions for the company in court. An attorney for Musk says that their group will match or exceed any other bids, while OpenAI has not expressed any public interest in selling. The size of the offer could force a sale. This is according to the Wall Street Journal. Now, Sam Altman has turned it down, from what I understand, and has now offered to buy X for $9.74 billion, one-tenth of what Elon was offering for ChatGPT, so, or OpenAI, better saying. So I don't know. A lot of stuff going on right there as we are talking. Anyways, take a listen to this. At the end of January, experimental aviation company Boom Supersonic, or hold on, let's redo that.
Boom Supersonic
announced the successful flight of their first civil supersonic jet made in America. In an experimental plane dubbed XB-1, topped the Mach 1.22, or 12% faster than the speed of sound, over Mojave, California. Now, further details. Further flight data analysts showed that the XB-1 broke the sound barrier without creating a sonic boom that was audible on the ground. Opposition to the sonic boom from a conservationist, among other niche interest groups, has previously impeded widespread adoption of supersonic flight technology. The company says the plane flew at an altitude, a speed for Mach cutoff, in which the sonic boom becomes a refracted wave of the atmosphere and registered no sound on the ground, as the company explains. Boomless cruise leverages well-known Mach cutoff physics, where a boom refracts upward due to the temperature and wind gradients affecting the local speed of sound. This is similar to how the light bends when passing through a glass of water. By flying a sufficiently higher altitude at an appropriate speed for current atmospheric conditions, Overture ensures that the sonic boom never reaches the ground. In applying this technology, the flight over land, the company promises 50% faster flights over land and twice the speed over water. Once commercial jet technology is tested and approved by regulators,
Boom Supersonic
will be the new reg. I mean, let's just be realistic. If you have a company that's called
Boom Supersonic,
you know that you're trying to do some crazy things out there, no doubt about it.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Is that breaking the fourth wall? I don't know. Okay, so let's go into it. Celebs, they're just like us. Ahead of his Broadway debut in Good Night and Good Luck, George Clooney says he's nervous. I haven't done a play in 40 years, so it's terrifying, he told reporters. Yes, George Clooney gets nervous, so there you go. The play adapted from Clooney's 2005 film from the same name centers of broadcast news legendary Edward R. Murrow in his work to impede investigation of communists in the U.S. government in the 1950s. It begins on March the 12th. This is according to the New York Post. So what do you think? I mean, does the guy have anything to be nervous about? I mean, he's a great actor, but you never know how many takes something takes in regards to getting it done. How many takes something takes, or how many segments need to be recorded for something to occur. So there you go. Okay, so let's butcher this basketball player's name again. Basketball player Luka Doncic is donating $500,000 to wildfire recovery efforts in Los Angeles. I am also committed to helping rebuild courts, playgrounds, and fields that were destroyed because the kids need a safe place to play, he said in his announcement. Luka is the most recent addition to the LA Lakers. He was traded in a blockbuster deal over the weekend. This is according to TMZ. So there you go. I don't know what exactly was
the blockbuster trade,
but it apparently it happened. So I don't keep up with anything sports-wise. If it's not MMA and if it's not sports entertainment, I probably don't really know anything. Now, ask me stuff from years and years ago, I might be able to help you a little bit. But yeah, my brain has just went elsewhere since then. Okay, so let's talk about this. Plastic surgeons are weighing in on those questions why Tom Cruise faces a beard less chiseled in a pregame Super Bowl ad. A plastic surgeon out of North Carolina said that Cruise showed signs of recent filler in his cheeks and Botox leaving his face looking puffy and stretched. Puffy and stretched. They didn't appear to be signs of more invasive procedures. However, though, the doctor did note that the jawline definition has changed in how he appears in the latest Mission Impossible film. Cruise has never admitted to getting work done. This is according to the Daily Mail. I mean, at this point, I think that everybody's getting something done. I mean, maybe I need to get something done. I mean, I got body art. Does that count? Does that count as getting something something done? You know, it's interesting as we talk about some of this stuff. It's called body dysmorphia in regards to what we do. We look at something and we say it doesn't look like it's supposed to, and we get all hung up on doing stuff. Like, think about this real quick. And nothing against working out, but you're not happy with how you look, so you're trying to change everything up for you to look a certain way. It's kind of what it happens, man. I don't know. I don't make this stuff up. I do a lot of reading. It's just kind of what happens.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Yep. There you go. Okay, so take a listen to this. Suspected killer Luigi Mangione has accepted nearly $300,000 in donations to fund his legal defense. An independent organization called the December 4th Legal Committee, named for the date of the Mangione allegedly killed the United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson, collected the contributions. More than 10,000 donors gave the fund on crowdfunding platform GiveSendGo. This is according to the New York Post. Worth asking if people contribute because they think that Mangione did good for the world by murdering the healthcare executive. How does it make sense to fund a legal defense to exonerate him from murder? Or in an even more horrifying turn, in the argument to be that it was a killing, but it was justified? I don't know. He's either a hero to those to these nuts who for committing the murder, or he didn't do it, one or the other. So I don't know. It's kind of weird because if I remember correctly on how some of this stuff started, I thought some of these platforms would not accept some of the money because of the perception of what they were doing. Now, I don't know about you, but I'll share this real quick. Innocent until proven guilty is kind of the lingo that we've used around here for a long period of time. Don't you think? So how would that go? How would that work? Is it something that we need to give some considerations to, or not at all? So I don't know. I don't know. I think that this is something that we should probably ask ourselves. What makes the most logical sense in regards of everything that is happening? No doubt about it.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
I don't know. It gets weird when it comes to stuff like this. I mean, don't you think? It's all in the eye of the beholder. No doubt about that. So there you go. Okay, so let's continue talking about some things that are going on inside of the world, because we need to talk and all that kind of fun stuff. So we try to keep up with some of the stuff that is going on inside of the world though here. So let's continue talking a little bit more about some of the news stories that are out there. Are we getting swampy yet? Let's not get swampy, but let's talk about this. Just days after taking office, President Trump issued an executive order calling for a plan to declassify and release government files on the assassination of JFK. On Axis reports, the FBI has uncovered 2,400 new records that have not previously been disclosed, according to the JFK Records Act, passed in 1992. These files, even if heavily redacted, should have been handed over to the National Archives. And let's see, an initial release plan was presented to Trump on Friday. Axios also reported that while the E.L. gave a 15 days deadline for the presentation of the plan, there has so far been no firm release date set to be announced. Knowing Trump, it could very be well made public on Truth Social, according to the Post. You know, Truth Social Post. And this is according to Axios, so we'll have to see what happens there, no doubt there. Okay, fans in hoping to partake in a stadium treats during the Super Bowl in New Orleans may have been dealt some serious sticker shock. You ready for this? I'm going to share this with you. A specialty cocktail called Voodoo Magic costs $59. Don Julio-based concoction came to the Super Bowl cup with the rim covered in Black Magic seasoning in a dehydrated lime wheel. The premium cocktail cost $24, while the top shelf option were around $30. Non-alcoholic beverages such as water and Gatorade cost between $7 and $9, respectively. And meanwhile, food also was kind of pricey. A surf and turf po' boy cost $30. What kind of po' boy is spending $30? And po' boy was $20, the shrimp kind. And grilled alligator sausage po' boy was $18. I guess a lot of people were eating that stuff if you take a look around. Okay, so let's take a listen to this one real quick. The Doge team found that FEMA spent $59 million just last week to continue paying to house illegal immigrants in luxury hotels rooms. This is according to what Elon Musk posted on X, and the payments were amount were gross in subordination to the president's executive order, and that the funds are intended for American disaster relief at the clawback demand will also be made today to recoup these funds. President Trump also imposed an aluminum tariff from 10% to 25% on Monday that imposed 25% tariffs on steel. Tulsi Gabbard, she was confirmed yesterday as the National Intelligence Director of National Intelligence. That occurred yesterday, clearing the procedure. So there you go. Just some information there. Also, the voluntary buyout program of the government employees has been indefinitely paused by the federal judge in Massachusetts pending final ruling. No word on when the final ruling will occur. So there you go. Let's talk about the numbers real quick. Stock market for yesterday, the Dow Industrial Average decreased by 225 points to close at 44,368. The S&P 500 declined also by 16.53 points to close at 6,051, and the Nasdaq Composite slightly increased by 6.09 points to finish at 19,649. Crude oil prices of West Texas Intermediate was closed at $70.88 a barrel, and Brent crude settled at 75.10 cents a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.13. And Bitcoin price remained relatively stable, trading just around $96,186. And also, for tomorrow, Friday, the Mega Million drawing will be an estimated $110 million jackpot or a $50.2 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, it's the opportunity to do so. We're running behind, so let's do that thing that we do right now that we call our main story.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, main story time. And I don't know if a story is a story or if you're sorry that there is a story about things that we need to talk about. But there's a lot of stuff going on right now that there is a lot of people in despair about what occurred or what's occurring about the potential of OSHA going away. And I keep on getting questions about this. Now, I will tell you, there's some people that I would talk to right away, given the opportunity. And if you are familiar with our friend of the show, former Assistant Secretary Jim Frederick, that would be a person of interest that I would talk to in regards of what his thought process is, in regards of what's going on. That's one. Number two, what did you do before you knew anything about OSHA? Seriously. Like, what did you do before you knew anything about it? Like, you had some idea, but how much of a dive did you take into that? So, what I would recommend strongly for you, for the time being, because this is going to be the best way to do it, and believe me, I am not selling shit here. We're just talking here. You and I are going back and forth. Are you familiar with VPP? And it's referred to as the Voluntary Protection Program, which is the safety and health program for workplaces or a virtual, or, you know, for anything that you can do in regards of how you would take a look at stuff. So let's talk about what the program consists of. It's a program that recognizes workplaces that have effective safety and health management systems. A cooperative program between management, labor, and OSHA, a program that focuses on hazard prevention training and workers' involvement, a program that includes on-site evaluation by safety and health professionals, a program that includes reevaluation every 3 to 5 years. So if you are at a point right now that you're not sure what to do, I would say sign up for VPP. Get involved with the VPP program because that's going to take care of you for between 3 to 5 years. Now, the program is exempt participants from OSHA programmed inspections. So, think about that. So, you see how you're kind of getting the best of both worlds there? Now, keep in mind that you can find out more about what's going on with VPP if you go to OSHA.gov. And let me make sure that I click on this right. OSHA.gov/VPP. And it will give you the information right there on what's available. Because listen, I am telling you, nothing has went into place yet. And it's going to take a little bit of time if this thing is abolished. And if it is, if you start putting these things in place, you already got something in motion. You have, like I always say around here, and I know that people don't love me saying this, but it's okay. Bare minimum standards is normally what OSHA is pushing. So if you look at it and you go, okay, if we do bare minimum, at least we have somewhere where to start, opposed to trying to go into these higher levels. So if you start here with VPP, you'll be able to do some things around and kind of look at it and go, okay, Let's go into some deep information. Let's go into some deep information on what we're going to be looking at as our bare minimum before we take the focus of, I don't know what the hell I'm doing and the world's coming to an end. Does that make it easier? I don't know if it makes it easier, but man, it definitely gives you a lot more to work with because at least this guarantees you that for 3 or 5 years, you have some level of a plan. And you go, this is the path that we're going down. And we're not doing anything different at the moment besides this. Just a thought. Something to think about. It might take you places that you didn't expect today.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns.
This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game.
With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out and your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
More hits to help you work. Because to get rich, you gotta work hard.
Yeah, dude, look, I just made so much money that I could just sit around on my ass all day and play video games.
Wait, I forgot about Dogecoin.
Dogecoin rules!
Radio.
Okay, here we go. 45 minutes past the top of the hour. And we got Shapeshifter going on right now. Yeah, this is by Step Rockets. You are still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. No doubt about that. No doubt about it. Yep, some Shapeshifter coming your way. Songs readily available on Apple Music, YouTube Music, and everyone's favorite
Spotify.
So there you go, some options for you. Yeah, a lot of times, gives them things to do, all that kind of fun stuff. We keep on giving it up. So there you go. Yep, some shape-shifting going on right now. We would like to thank Step Rockets for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Okay, so let's get back into the move and into the groove of the things that we have going on inside of the world of the multiverse. So let's do this. Let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime. No matter what you are facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now. Things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. And click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, you're going to see information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support. That's just to name a few of the things that are there. So that's TWLOHA.com to write love on her arms. I will tell you, go there. It can change your life. Not a joke as I say that whatsoever. TWLOHA.com to write love on her arms. Let's continue talking about some other things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse. Do you consider yourself fun-loving type? If you do, that's good. That's a good thing because new research has found that playful people are resilient. That means, in this case, that they are better equipped to find silver lining in difficult situations and find creative solutions. A team from Oregon State University and Vanderbilt University found in their study that playful people aren't just wearing rose-colored glasses. They actually carry what the researchers call a colorful spotlight or a color spotlight, which selectively highlights the opportunities for growth and enjoyment while maintaining realism about difficult situations. This means that instead of the naively believing everything will work out, playful individuals are able to reframe their circumstances in ways that make life more engaging, regardless of how tough a situation might be for them. That is. Finally, a study that justifies my life motto, when in doubt, just make a joke about it. I guess that's kind of a simple way to do it. So basically, my ability to laugh at my own terrible decisions is a superpower. I did not realize that it took so long to come to this, but I guess that's what's happening. Okay, so a lot of stuff going on as we are talking. So have you heard about this? Netflix has opened its own themed restaurant in Las Vegas Strip. Visitors of from the area can now stop by Netflix Bites at MGM Grand Hotel and Casino for sample food creations based on the streaming service's top shows and movies. The restaurant is there on a one-year culinary residency where guests can dig into dishes, drinks, and the magic of the screen and table. The company said, such as Bridgerton Regency tea, a $65 a person three-course meal. The WWE Smash Burger for $23, a too hot to handle inspired Bloody Mary $18. Let's see, Find Flair $24 and Stranger Wings $18. The Pink Soldier, a nod to Squid Games, puts the Korean soju in the spotlight. Netflix Bites Vegas is patterned as a streamer's 2023 pop-up restaurant in LA, which reservations were fully booked for more than 6 weeks. So, knowing me, I'd end up pausing my meal and coming back to finish it 3 months later. And finally, a place where I can binge while I binge watch. And obviously, there's a $7 fee if you choose to share. So, there you go. Some stuff to talk about. Anyways, let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute is courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Dirk. Margaret Mead said, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has." I love this. I will also say I think the smaller the group, the more they get done. At least that's my experience. I was on a committee where there was about a dozen people involved. Each month when we met, I would take notes. And each month, the same few people would get many things done. And others on the committee would tell us the exact same report. They would profess that they'd make some calls and get some things done this month. But they never did. Luckily, the smaller group did do our things.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute is courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your motivational quotes can be submitted for an upcoming program at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Once an adulterous relationship begins, it is almost impossible to break it off. Compared to illicit sex, married love can seem dull and uninteresting. It isn't, but in the heat and excitement of an affair, it can seem that way. Extramarital sex confuses excitement with love, and married sex can never satisfy the unfaithful heart's insatiable desire for illicit excitement. Hence, the fatal attraction. There are moments of sinful pleasure, to be sure. The excitement of the hunt, the thrill of the conquest. But the end is always death. Lord, your word is clear. Sexual sin produces death. Deliver us. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Attorneys general from 22 states have filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration's decision to reduce funding for medical and public health research at universities. Lawrence Keller reports.
The lawsuit argues that cutting funds for indirect costs, such as laboratory and infrastructure expenses, will hinder research into diseases like cancer and infectious diseases. The states are seeking to have the funding cuts declared unlawful to protect ongoing and future research efforts.
In the West Bank, Palestinians are experiencing significant disruptions due to an increase increase in Israeli checkpoints and roadblocks. Benjamin Wright with the latest.
These measures have doubled commute times and fragmented territories, particularly affecting the northern regions. Israel states that these actions are necessary for security purposes following recent conflicts. However, Palestinians report that the checkpoints have led to economic strain and hindered access to essential services.
In Kosovo, Prime Minister Albin Kurti's party secured 40.94% of the vote in the recent parliamentary elections, but fell short of a majority. Kurti is now seeking coalition partners to form a government. Joseph Eckerson reports.
The new administration will face challenges such as stalled discussions with Serbia and uncertainties regarding foreign aid. The election marks the first time since Kosovo's independence in 2008 that a government has completed a full four-year term.
This is the latest news headlines.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has announced a significant reduction in payments toward overhead costs for research institutions receiving NIH grants.
This policy change could leave universities with substantial budget gaps, potentially impacting ongoing research projects. Institutions like the University of Michigan stand to lose millions in funding, affecting numerous trials and research initiatives. Kyle Norris reporting.
In the Middle East, a Russian spy ship caught fire off the coast of Syria. The incident has raised concerns about regional security and the potential implications for international relations, Kevin Sanders reports. Details about the cause of the fire and the extent of the damage remain limited at this time.
The UK last month tracked another Russian vessel that it identified as a spy ship in the English Channel. The Defense Ministry said the Yantar was caught loitering over critical undersea infrastructure.
The UNAIDS organization has warned that HIV cases could increase sixfold if the United States withdraws its support for global health initiatives.
The potential funding cuts have raised concerns about the future of HIV prevention and treatment programs worldwide. UNAIDS emphasizes the critical role of U.S. support in combating the HIV epidemic. Jessica Oakley reports.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Tearing the ass out of you like gas station sushi.
Okay, here we are, 55 minutes past the top of the hour, so let's get into it. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2021, former President Donald Trump is acquitted in his second impeachment trial, this time on charges of fomenting insurrection on January the 6th. That happened back on this date in 2021. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Isabel Smith, 24. Prince Jackson, 28. Sydney Chandler, 29. Mina Sorvino turns 46. Randy Moss, 48. Robbie Williams, 51. Peter Gabriel, 75, and Stockton Channing turns 81 today, in case you wanted to know. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, it's Galentine's Day. That's with a G instead of a V, just in case. Kiss Day. And, of course, World Radio Day 2025. Yeah, it's World Radio Day, just in case, if you did not know that. If you need a rando for today, if you think girls are dramatic, you've never seen a guy whose video game just lagged. Just saying. Don't shoot the messenger. Just throwing that out there. Also, if you need a question for, or no, not a question, if you need a phone starter for today, try this. What would be the worst gift your sweetheart could buy you on Valentine's Day? Think about it for a moment. What's the worst? Okay, if you need a question for the water cooler, try this. About 20% of us will give a Valentine's, 20% of us will give a Valentine's Day gift to this recipient. Who is it? It's a pet. Yep. People give stuff to their pet. I know. Weird. Okay. So with that being said, that's going to sum up our time together. Thanks for hanging out with me on this lovely Thursday. At the top of the hour, I'll be going over to Radio Big. If you want to come hang out, we'll talk about the world of music and entertainment over the next couple hours or so. If you don't, that's perfectly fine as well. You can hang out here on Safety FM and have conversations with Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. So that's going to sum it up. Thank you for your time on this lovely Thursday. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this one. Expect problems and eat them for breakfast. Pretty simple, I guess, if you look at it that way. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love ya, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Still looking.